Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 18 kuNhlangula 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one?
Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liza kwathulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu olozayo.
Ilanga ngelethu thina obaba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selo ngobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa, ilanga le Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi.
Namhla lusuku lwabesilisa ole Father's Day zalethulela izemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa lithi amagama labo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo aza kwethulelwa uZulu ngolwesithathu. Kubika uTobias Mutsingwa.
Lokhu kukhulunywe ngumkhokheli webandla le-CCC, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, eHarare namuhla, ngesikhathi exoxisana lentatheli izindaba ngokukhethwa kwabantu abazamela ebandla leli kukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa mhlaka 23 ngoBakazi. UChamisa uthi ibandla elibusayo lilakho ukudlala ngoZulu kungethulwa amagama abakubandla le-CCC ungakafiki usuku lokuhlelwa kwalabo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we are advertising targets and victims? We are dealing with ZANU-PF and we know how to deal with them.
Ekhuluma le-Studio 7, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC, umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba, uthe ukuphuza ukwethula amagama abantu abazancintisa kukhetho benzela ukuvimba ibandla le-ZANU-PF elilakho ukwenza umathanda ngamagama abazancintisa bemele ibandla leli.
Thina lalapha esiphikisana la, kulokurongelana okwenzakalayo. Thina njengenhlanganiso bakhuluma abesilungu bathi once bitten twice shy. Kodwa ngokwamanje asuze siwafake emgceke kubana abayi 210 bakhona ngobani, kodwa sesilitshelile kubana i-210 izavela ngathi.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalela Central Committee kubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi i-CCC libandla lamagwala njalo lizanqotshwa okumangalisayo kukhetho oluzayo.
I-TBC isitshengisele sobala vele ukuthi kona libandla elidestined ukuthi lizadliwa ngoba kuyini abangakwesaba namhlanje. Ama-elections been happening kusukela ngo-1980, ama-candidates abo ebephuma egcekeni becampaigna kuhle, akula muntu obowabulawa kumbe wadliwa kumbe waginywa. Behlulekile ukwenza into yabo ngendlela enhle.
Umnumzana Praise Moyo, omunye wabaqhuba uhlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection olwenziwa lebandla le-CCC, uthi njengokubona kwabo benze umsebenzi omuhle njalo baqondile labo ababakhethileyo.
According to esakubonayo on the ground, these candidates are the most preferred. Yibo abantu abafunwa ngabantu ukuthi babamelele as representatives in the council, MPs or other positions.
Unkosikazi Ellen Shiriedenga, omunye wababona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC, uthi ibandla lakhe lizanqoba okumangalisayo emaphandleni lonyaka.
Ungakhangela njengebandla sibe neprogramu lokuba ngumgwaso lapha esingene khona ezindaweni lapha lesihlezi sisabela khatshana kungeniwe kakhulu kwasetshenzwa. So sibona ukuthi indaba le yokungena emakhaya isincedile kakhulu, njalo khathesi we are confident njengebandla ukuthi sizathola ama-wards nama-constituencies ambalwa avele emakhaya.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omele iBinga North edalele parliament ekubandla le-CCC.
Two-thirds majority parliament iyakwanisa ukutholakala, indlela esebenze ngayo nendlela esikhangela ngayo ama-constituencies wokutami njani, ngibona ngani sizathatha u-president siphinde sithathe le-parliament.
Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi bayazikhulumela nje abakubandla le-CCC ngokunqoba kukhetho oluzayo.
Izinto ze-CCC azimanga kuhle ngoba isikhathi abasithethe sona ukuthi bephume nama-candidates azamela izigaba ema-council ama-MP bayenzeni. Abantu ngiyabona ukuthi khathesi sebebonile ukuthi i-CCC ayiyandawo eyakhona yona.
Idale le-nomination court lizabhalisa abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalolunyaka ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mutsingwa.
Bakhala abantu eZimbabwe ngokutshona womfelokazi uZodwa Bengwa obhubhe ngolwesihlanu. Ibandla lezapoliti litshiwe ngumuntu obesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela umuyi uDumiso Dabengwa owake wakhokela ibandla leli. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo muyi uDabengwa owayecetshiswa ngasese umkakhe.
Sizile ngokubhubha kukamakhumalo uMrs Dabengwa kodwa-ke ngalaphambilisakhalela imoli futhizinto ngoba zibasizeintelavili lapha khathesi akuzange kube nethuba lokuthi amaphepha aqalise ilungu kulintela ukuthi azebeka lapha ekhaya ngisuka khona lendlani.
Ye, kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomama unkosikazi Dabengwa?
Kuzangeni phakathi kwepolitiki kuma-structure sithi thina kubengekho kungalasikhundla epatini kodwa umuntu wesenza okuningi
lo ngumnumzana Strike Mkandla owakwasebenza lo muyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhuluma ngesililo somfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa ekobulawayo. Namhla lusuku olukhathekileyo olwabesilisa olwe-Father's Day, akasizwa abanye abantu bekhuluma ngosuku lolu. Imbongi ezilodumo Obert Dube lomoya okusayidi yibo abaqale besiziba.
Ilanga ngelethu thina obaba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selingobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa. Ilanga le-Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lilanga elilohlonzi, sibe ngamadoda uqobo, sinanze omama, sinazi izingane, sinazi imdeni yethu. Ilanga elihle kakhulu yini lonke bobaba.
Ukuba ngubaba akusiyonto encane.
Ungababi, ngoba ngubaba oqotho.
Uba ngubaba oyisibusiso abantu abaziqhenya ngaye.
Ube ngubaba ongumalume ongalumiyo.
Nanzo-ke
ingqobo ezikhonapho.
Ukhethwe Bebe ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone Botswana. I-Father's Day lilanga oluqakatheke kakhulu ngoba kulapho esinanzelela khona obaba. Obaba isikhathi esiningi ngabantu abokuthi njengama-providers kuma-families. Sonke sikhangelela kibo ukuthi besivikele, besinakekele, besenzele konke nje. Whether bakwenza kumbe bakwenzi. So izikhathi eziningi umuntu ongubaba uhlezi nje ekhathazekile ukuthi i-family inga-right na kumbe injani. So isikhathi esiningi sibalokugcina izidingo kumbe ezabo izinswelo bezifake eceleni ngenxa yezimuli, unkosikazi nabantwana nje lokunye okunenginengi. So usuku lolu luqakathekile ngoba yilona usuku lapho esizikhohlwa thina sikhumbule obaba bethu. So lami ngithi Happy Father's Day especially to my father uShadrack Maziwa Bebe ungikhulisile, and ngithi Happy Father's Day to obaba bonke abakhona labangasekhoyo. Ngithi lilale ngokuthula.
Salibonani balaleli labasakazi baka Studio 7 okhulumayo ngoSindi kaIgobi from Gwanda kwamanje, kodwa ngikhuluma ngilapha kwelase South Africa. Sijabulele i-Father's Day. Hayi-ke mina njengobaba wemuli okwanamhlanje angibele nhlanhla i-Father's Day ibe nhle kimi ngokuba nginxuswe ngomakhelwane abase-South Africa lapha bangingxusa ukuthi hoza baba njengoba la ngubaba. Besenza umcimbi wesintu, besenza lokho okuthiwa umbuyiso. So ngisho ukuthi hayi obaba labo mama sijabuleni-ke ngalo le i-Father's Day.
Igama lami ngu-Blessed Mlilo wasenyamendlovu village 3. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubabami uPilot Mlilo ku-village 3 Acutan Cruise kusobhuku Amos Ndlovu. Laye ngithi usobhuku ngithi Happy Father's Day kunkulunkulu abagcine kungayisibo obaba bethu besingeke senze lutho ngaphandle kwabo. so ngibafisela okuhle kodwa nje empilweni yabo.
Salibona lonke bobaba. Sithi Happy Father's Day today langa labo baba. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubaba wami uGumbo ePlumtree. Usemarula. Bese ngithi Happy Father's Day kumzala wami uNdaniso usekhaya eNyabane. Bese ngithi Happy Father's Day kubaba wabantwana bami ngilaye lapha uyasmayila uNgwenya Sitshela. Ngiyabonga, ibele langa elihle bobaba.
Lo nkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda. Laba abanye libazuleyo ke ngabalandeli beStudio 7 akade bekhuluma ngosuku lweFather's Day. Sangena kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakule Uganda usenike ibutho lakulelo lizwe amandla amakhulu okulwisana namalicaja awe-Allied Democratic Forces. Abulele abantwana besikolo ngolwesihlanu abangamathumi phose amane 37 eLobirira Secondary School athumba abayisithupha. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin walile ukwamukela okucelwa yinkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika ekhulumisane laye elizweni lakhe ngokubeka phansi isikhali kulandela ukuhlasela kwelizwe lakhe kwele Ukraine. Inkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika egoqela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ibicela ukuba uPutin amukele ukuthi ele Ukraine lilizwe elizimeleyo athi ingxenye yakwele Russia. Sokwisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko
wenziwe mandla
ngelo baba mkhulu.
Kusigaba samasiko lamhlazi sejolojo lapho sixoxa khona lo mnumzana Jeffrey Golide Chuma. Ye uGolide ke incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Kulezinsuku kulani nxa kunje egangeni la.
Lo mviyo okusiwomile nje kodwa kuthi hayi usadobheka. Kule msosobiyani kuyadobheka. Kuphinde kube lalokho okuthiwa yimpumpulwane. Kodwa amathemiswane eselandla nje ukuthi lawo nje esikhathini sakhona kodwa hhayi akavuthwa kuhle lapho ngokunye okukhona bethina lapho singelelane logwayi umfula kulento okuthiwa yizaklabayi abanye bakubiza bethi ngamasili hhayi lakho sekukhona sibisokuchaza nje ukuthiwa ndithiwani lomfula kodwa into ezithandwa kakhulu izimpunzi lezani ungabona nje impunzi iyagephagepha mbijana la ugepha kakhulu khonapho uzakuthola izaklabayi.
Ye ukudla lokho okwesintwini kuyanceda kanganani?
Unceda sibili kakhulu ngoba abadala ubona babekusebenzisa ikakhulu into yabo umviyo labompumpulwane labemsosobiyane babephumula into enelyane esikhona sebantwini okuthiwa umkhuhlane wethukela ngoba abantu ithukela babengayidli kakhulu ithuka sasiyitholela khonaphana kuzenezo zinto ompumpulwane omsosobiyane ngoba umpumpulwane isikhathi indawo ekunxakudala vele bekhana ukuitiye kuthathe njeko zintanganyana nje kubhoyile ibe ngeziko sinike inkovulyana sinathi yikho nje kwakukuhle ngalokhu kwakuceda futhi nento lezezama-PP i-BP umuntu wathi ngabantu abale-BP njengantwa nje bayathanda ukuthizithile zona zezeganga impilo yakhe ngaba ngcono kakhulu kunalokhu abakwenzayo kwamaphilisi.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu yikuthi isikhathi iso silomhawu Golide akubatshela abantu sibili ngakhonokho ukudla kwesintu ukuthi pho njengoba bengasakutholi behlala emadolobheni bayakutholaka.
Ya ukudla kwesintu sibili kuyakhasili nomuntu ehlala edorobheni kayisibo bonke kodwa abantu abasemadorobheni ungazi losedorobheni sibili uba nayo imuli esekhaya kumihloko zakho esekhaya abazami ukuthi baphathele into ezikazenezo umviyo bona bana umpumpulwani umsosobiyani lakho nje kwembe khona kuyasho bantwa nje kulethukela beme kakhulu ukudla into edlethukela eningi bonani impilo yabo ingabenza ukuthi bephile ngcono mathi abantu abaningi vele sekele mkhuhlane evele yakhe lingajwayelekanga vele ebantwini besintwini but ijwayeleke emakhiweni so yikho nje batshela khona ukuthi akula muntu ongelasihlobo sakhe esikhona emaphandleni lapho.
Ye lo-ke ngubaba uJeffrey uGolide Chuma khona ngale-ke etsholojo. Siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathini lokusasa baba Golide.
Ubonga mina Mkhembo Themba.
Owawusenziwe mandla.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli Gomo.
Thank you.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo ofuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Ngifuna sikhangele kumaHebheru chapter ka 6 iverse ka 11 kusiya ku 15 ibali sithi sifisa ukuba yilola lo wenu akubonakalise lokhu kukhuthala lize liphelele ithemba lenu ekupheleni ukuze lingabe ngabavilaphaya kodwa libalingise labo abathi ngokukholwa langokubekezela badla ilifa lesithembiso. Into eqakathekileyo engifuna sikhulume ngayo namhlanje lithemba. Ngambe abantu abaningi bayaphambanisa ukuba lethemba lokuba lesifiso. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi safunda kwathiwa kulezifiso zika-amukela. Ngakho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngethemba akumelanga sikhulume ngezifiso, kumele sikuqathanise sikwehlukanise. Ithemba engikhuluma ngalo lithemba eligxile kuNkulunkulu. Siyabona lapho uPawulu wayekhuluma kumaHebheru bekhuluma lamaJuda ababesuke bebaleka bebalekela ukukhathazwa ababekwenza nxa kukholwa kuJesu. Kwakulula ukuba umuntu eseyedwa engale babemelela ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona, babelethemba ukuba uJesu nxa ebuya uzokuthatha yonke into atshintshe umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona. Kodwa babona uJesu sefile, babona uJesu sevukile njalo kwabafileyo, kodwa wasehamba wabatshiya. Ngakho kwakulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba. Kunjalo lakithi kathesi. Sokule mnyaka engu-2000 edlulayo uJesu wabakhona lapha emhlabeni. Nxa sitshumayela leli vangeli kulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lapha emhlabeni bathenjiswa izinto eziningi ezigcina zingaphumeleli. Bathenjiswa ngababusayo kumbe bathenjiswa ngalabo ababambe zepolitika ukuba kuzayenzakala lo nyaka ungamvotela ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana. Bangene benethemba kodwa lokhu ayisikho themba izifiso ngoba umuntu lo asikwazi thula amandla okwenza into leyo abe ayithembisile. Kodwa nxa sithemba uNkulunkulu siyabe sikwazi ukuba sigxile edwaleni elinganyikinyekiyo. UNkulunkulu uthi yena nxa ekhuluma labantwana baka-Israyeli uthi yena ngala sithunzi esiphendukayo njalo kaso muntu onjengomuntu othi mina laphana bengudlalisa kumbe bengizisomela. Into uNkulunkulu abeyithembisile uyayigcwalisa. Sibone umzekeliso onikwayo lapha ngumlobi wamaHebheru ukuthi u-Abraham ngenxa yokuthi wathemba uNkulunkulu wagcina sokugcwalisekile ithemba lakhe. Njalo-ke nxa sibala kumaHebheru chapter ka 11 iyakhuluma ngalabo ababethemba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwesikhathi sokuthi balilahle lelo themba. Ngakho niyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje nxa ngikhuluma labantu abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngabantu balapha emhlabeni, wasulahla-ke ithemba kulabantu abathenjiswa ukuthi ngizakuthatha engxenye uthusa ukuthi uyatubone hawu umuntu lo wakuthembisayo nawe ngiyani usetshadile ngalo. Udabuka inhliziyo ulahle ithemba. Kulabane njalo abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngamantombazana agcine umuntu esezithwele ngoba ethenjiswa izinto eziningi ezingamanga. Ikanti into esiyithenjiswa nguNkulunkulu uyayiphumelelisa njalo uyayiphelelisa njalo uyayiphutsha. Ngakho-ke namhlanje ngifuna nxa sikhuluma ngethemba lele engubalileyo, faka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu ungalifaki emuntwini.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazenini. Baba, ngegama likaJesu ngiyathandazela abalaleli wonke umuntu olaleleyo ukuba laba sebalahle ithemba, laba abeza ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuba izinto azibahambeli kuhle, baqilwa kumbe umuntu wathembiswa wabaleka, ngiyathandaza ukuba uNkulunkulu wami bathobe izinhliziyo kodwa batshengisele ukuba wena uyinkosi ethembekileyo. Siyathandaza ngegama likaJesu. Amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi useNispanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungami linkungo.
Sike singene kwezabatsha sibonge lo ntungami linkungo khonapho. Ye, kwezabatsha namhlanje sikhuluma lo Brian Barak Ncube yena ukubandla lezaphu. Ncube kunjani mntakaba?
Ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu, kuzaphu wenzani ke?
Ngu-deputy national spokesperson.
Ye, wena usesemutsha siphile kakhulu. Kuyini okwakwenziwa kungena esikhundleni lesi? Wakhethwa kumbe bapho ngokuphosela?
Ngakhethwa, it was i-presidential appointment. Because ngangike ngaseva as u-national youth chairperson for 3 years.
Kunjani ukuthi umuntu omutsha onjengawe engene kwezombusazwe?
Kwalobunzima sibe lobukhulu sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe ezepolitiki zikhangelelwe ebantwini abadala kakhulu. Ngoba intsha ikakhulu ayina msebenzi, so uyabungela ama resources. I-politics ikakhulu ifuna umuntu oyabe elama resources, so abantu abatsha bayesabela emuva njalo okunye okwenza bengabuyi issue ye intimidation ababeyithola from estates, especially nxa uku-opposition uphikisana lebandla elibusayo akubi lula sibili.
Ye, nxa kungela khonoko okulenza ukuthi lizame ukuthi lingene kwezombusazwe, pho manje abatsha baphelela ngapi?
Yikho thina sikhona si-sacrifice ukuthi sitshengise intsha ukuthi it's possible ukuthi bangene ku-politics. Siba-encourage bangene, babuye babe ngama-decision makers, babe ngama-policy makers, because asisoze siyekele ikusasa yethu isezandleni zabanye abantu njengabantu abatsha. So kuzamele sibuye noma kunzima kunjani. Sesikhangela ukuthi abadala lapha abakhona labo bafika ngokulwa belwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe, so nathi kuzamele silwe kodwa silwe impi ehlukene leyalwa ngabadala.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Phosela ukugcina mfokancube.
Engingakutsho ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bangene balungisele ikusasa labo, ngoba i-politics yizo ezikontrola yonke into elizweni. Singakhangela i-economy, konke kuya ku-politics. So abantu abangene babe lamandla ngekusasa labo.
Ye, siyakuzwa ke lo okhuluma ke ngu-Brian Barak Ncube okubandla lezaphu. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinga kusasa mfokancube.
Ngimembongilewa.
Yele iStudio 7 esakaze eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo, iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eleNepal ngama-wickets ayi-9-2 emdlalweni walo wokuqala omncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier oqale namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UMfokandlovu uqale ukuqeqesha ngemva kokuba esethethe umhlalaphansi ekudlaleni ngomnyaka ka-2011.
Ngathi ngaqalisa kuma-juniors enduka primary school, lapha sathatha khona i-under 14 ingwe tournament. Then ngase ngisiya kuBulawayo Chiefs. Ngafika kuBulawayo Chiefs ngaba le mihlanhla. Umnyaka wokuqala ngikuBulawayo Chiefs sathatha i-championship Division 1. Itimu yangena ku-Premier League, of course, la isadlalayo. Then from there uBaba Spand, uLove Mosband wase ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngiqalise ama-juniors kuBulawayo Chiefs. So ngase ngiqalisa nge-under 20. So kahle kahle ku junior league kumbe youth development uyakhotshwa kakhulu. Kumele ukhotshe ufundise umfana, ngoba umfana ufika engakwanisi ukumisa ibhola. Then kumele umfundise i-technique, kumele umfundise lama tactics. So ekukhotsheni aba especially alaba abancane, hayi kunzima, kufuna i-commitment, sikufuna uzimisele kakhulu uma ukhotsha abafana abancane.
UNdlovu waziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngu-Anze uqeqesha iqembu labasakhulayo leBulawayo Chiefs, lona elikhankasa kusigaba seZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Division 2. Kulelo qembu kule ndodana yakhe u-Anzlom Junior la yodlala imvimbi esandleni sokudla njengoyise kudala kwakhe.
Ya, ukudlala right back emdlala kuyangimotivate la. Ngikwena ukuthi lami ndlala iposition yedlala ngokudala. Kuyangiphusisa i-confidence kakhulu.
UNdlovu omdala udlalele iqembu le-Highlanders okwesikhathi eside njalo beyingxenye yeqembu elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco se-league ngo-2006.
Ukudlala qala ngaqalisa kuZimbabwe Saints, lapho kwakukhotshwa khona uNkoma Juju. Ngadlala 1 year kuZimbabwe Saints at under 13, and then ngasuka ngakwa Highlander ngadlala under 15, under 17, under 19, then ngadlala ku-reserve side. Then from there ngathathwa eChapungu ngo-year 2000, ngadlala kuChapungu 1 year ngangulone, and then Highlander yamngiza back 2001, then ngadlala up to 2008. So kuplay ngikere yami kwa-Highlander khonaphana kulama championships angu-4. Konte ngisuka kwa-Highlander ngahamba eBotswana Traffic Sporting Club, ngadlala 2 years up to 2010. Then after ngivele eBotswana, then ngabuya ngadlala kuKwela Town 2010 2010 to 2011. Then from there, ngahle ngayekela ibhora ngangena ku-coaching.
Nyakenye uNdlovu ube ngumsekeli ka-Agent Sawu ngesikhathi iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lamajaha asakholayo liphakamisa isicoco kusigaba seBulawayo Province Division 3 okuyikho okwenze ukuba likhuphuke liyedlala kusigaba sika-Division 2 lonyaka. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ye lapho ke sizwe uJoseph Njanjini xoxa lo-Anselm Ndlovu wayengumvimbi yamaqembu abalisele Highlanders leJapungu kanye leKwelaton. Siyaxolisa ngokuthi besithe siyalulethela ikilikidi. Ulanilizwe ke ikilikidi kula manje.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likhethe ukuba yilene phala kube yilo liqala ukutshaya ibhola, njalo iqembu lezivakatshi libuthelele amaranza ngamakhulu amabili lamachuma yithoba minomunye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithoba minombili. Kuthe leZimbabwe seliphendula lifikise lelo nani lilahlekelwe ngabadlali ababili kuphela, njalo lisalelwe ngamabhola ngamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ukuba liqede ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Ivan kanye loSean Williams badlale indima enkulu ekunqobeni kweqembu leZimbabwe njengoba betshaye amaranza edlula ikhulu umdlali ngamunye. Ekuphoseni ibhola uRichard Ngaraba nguye okhuphe abadlali abaningi abeNepal njengoba ethethe ama-wickets amane. Komunye umdlali wesibasi ka-Group A iqembu le-West Indies linqobele United States of America ngamaranza ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnomunye 39. Kusasa ngomvulo imidlalo yesibasi ka-Group B izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu le-Sri Lanka lizadibana lele-United Arab Emirates, kuthi ele-Ireland lizanqikelana lele-Oman. Yomibili limidlalo izaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji, sike sizwe zomculo.
Woza moya oyitshele.
Woza moya.
Woza moya oyitshele.
Salibonani bantu babithi, obingelelayo nguJoel Mdolomba Mbambo. Ngizalwa kwaNkosikazi eMbembezi ngaphansi kweBubi District. UJoel Mbambo ngumculi wezokholo gospel. Ngihamba neqembu elibizwa ngokuthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe. Lona esilisungule 2019 lisungulwa yimi uJoel Mbambo nabanye abafowethu ebesikhonza sonke. Ngo-2019 lo salisungula khona iqembu, senze i-album yethu yokuqala ebizwa ngokuthi iSodoma. Kwathi ngo-2020 senza i-album lethu lesibili elalibizwa ngokuthi eGolgotha.
Ase Afrika.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
Nkosi
yethu
sikelela,
sikelela
izwe
lethu
ase
Afrika.
Woza
moya
2021 ngenxa ye-COVID sehluleka ukukhipha i-album lethu lesithathu, lona esilikhiphe ngo-2022 esemabili, elithi Ukholo Lwami, lelinye elithi Woza Moya. Okwamanje Izimvu Ezimhlophe zinama-album amane, 4, aseqhube kakhulu impela ngoba zona ziyatholakala futhi kuma-digital stores wonke, esingathi kubo MySpace, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, kubo Spotify, yonke nje indawo ku-digital stores ziyatholakala izingoma zethu. Ufika khona uthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe noma uthi Joel Nezimvu Ezimhlophe kuzovela izingoma zethu lapho. Oyabefisa ukuxhumana nathi angasithola kunamba ezithi 079, ikhodi ngu-0027, 079-704-6757. Ngiyabonga kakhulu owenu uJoel Mbambo.
Nkosi yethu
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ngamajaha ekhaya lawa ke bacula okunye okumangalisayo. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje othi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kwethulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazencintiswa kukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Namhlobo kulusuku lweFather's Day abantu abaningi besithi kumele kuqakathekiswe obaba. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje oluvalisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.